In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved brethren, brothers and sisters, we today are celebrating the uncovering of the Kursk icon, or the Mother of God. She was found at the root of a tree, and when she was the icons picked up, a spring came from there, and they had miracles were happening, all kinds of healings from that spring, and the Mother of God had done all kinds of miracles through her icon, my beloved. Even Saint Seraphim Sarovsky, who is venerated by most of the Orthodox Christians, when he was a child, he was very deathly sick, and then the Mother of God appeared to him in a dream, and saying that she will come and heal him, and the procession every year was coming from the Kursk hermitage to the city of Kursk, and it was always in a procession. And but this time the storm was so raging that they had to cut the trip shorter, and the Mother of God made it so that they would pass right by the house where the little child, the future Saint Seraphim, was being sick. And as they were passing by with the icon, the mother took the child and brought it to the icon, and he kissed the icon and was healed, my beloved. And this is the Mother of God is doing all kinds of miracles through her icons. Another miracle which I witnessed, which is very important, is that one day somebody was in a bad shape and about to go to the other world, and I came in with the holy icon and wanted to give Holy Communion, and the person told me that, well, he just recently, only 2 weeks ago, received Holy Communion, and I knew that something was not right, and I asked, do you forgive everybody? And the person said, well, of course, I'm Orthodox Christian, I forgive everybody, but what they did to my son, I cannot forgive. And I looked at the person and I said, looking at the icon, I had the miracle working icon of Kursk. I said, look at Mother of God stood by the cross. She saw how me and you and all the people have caused the suffering for our Lord, because he took our sins upon himself. That's why he suffered for our sins. And she didn't turn on us. She had not only forgiven us, but is being now our helper. He is getting us out of trouble. When we are in a big trouble, as a mother, she adopted us, and she totally forgave us what we did to her son, and she is crying to the son every time that we're in trouble, and we're asking her to intervene. As with many saints, future, that was sinners before, through the help of the Mother of God, become saints. My beloved, our Mother of God, Mother of God, she is actually our mother too, because she loves us so much. Look, even the mothers here on this earth, when they see their sons or daughters straying away from truth and heading for the damnation, they suffer so much. It's a natural love of the mothers that have for their children, because they bore them, they carry them for 9 months, and then they through travail and through pain, they have delivered them, and they took care of them and it's so difficult for them to see the children perishing. And they, no matter what the children do, they still love the children. They want their salvation. They're praying and praying, and they're crying out their heart. But the Mother of God has even much more love than all the mothers put together. And she always is praying for us and always wants our salvation, wants to bring us into the kingdom of heaven so we'll be able to rejoice, and so that where there is no more pain nor sorrows nor sighing, but there is joy all the time, being in the presence of our God. My beloved Mother of God is more than willing to help you and me to get us out of any kind of depressions or out of any troubles. All we have to do is cry out to her and ask her to help, and she is immediately will be there to help. All we do is look at an icon, any icon of the Mother of God. And when we look at the icon, and through the icon we look at the Mother of God, for she is watching us through her icons. And if we believed that we are addressing the Mother of God, not the image, but actually we are approaching the Mother of God herself, she immediately responds and gives us the help that we need to get out of our rut. And she wants our salvation, and let's cry out more to her, and let's also, most of all, let's understand it is imperative that we want that salvation, that we have to struggle for it. It's not going to be given to us if we don't struggle, if we don't show the Lord that we really want to be with Him because we love Him. And the proof that we want to be with Him is that we struggle and we work on ourselves, so that we'll try to improve and change all those things that are not pleasing to Him. We'll change those things and start to live according to the gospel and love our neighbor, but not only our neighbor, as the Lord said, but also our enemies. Don't ever get offended, my beloved. Don't ever get hold any grudges. Do not allow, as the Holy Father say, the sun to set down by holding a grudge against anybody. And then the most people don't understand that when they read our Father who art in heaven, the Lord's Prayer that the Lord gave, and there is a forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That means if we don't forgive our debtors, the Lord won't forgive us our debts. So we have to really understand that and cry out. Before we cry out to our Lord or the Mother of God, make sure that you forgive first anybody that hurt you, and don't hold any grudges against anybody. Forgive everybody, and the Lord will forgive us through the compassion and love that He has, and through the Mother, through His Mother's intervention, because she loves us also so much that she doesn't want us to perish. May Mother of God help us to grow spiritually and to really to start living according to the gospel. Amen.